الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. We seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been left astray would find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Today's khutbah, inshallah, will be about three names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beautiful names and attributes: Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Al-Musawwar. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. He is Allah, the creator, the inventor of all things, the bestower of forms. To Him belong the best names. All that is in the heavens and earth glorify Him, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to create the earth, the sun, plants, stars, and the galaxies, those that are known and those that are unknown to us, He commanded them be, and they were. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily, His command, when He intends a thing, is only that He says to it, be. And it is. As for the method of creation, it is unknown to us, except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, which is that He created the heavens and the earth and the spaces in between in 6 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted, declared, Allah, it is He who has created the heavens and the earth and all that is in between in 6 days. These 6 days are calculated as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's days. This means that they are not like our days on earth. As we count the day according to the earth's rotation once around its axis, and the year according to its orbit around the sun. Perhaps these 6 days are thousands of years, or even millions of centuries by our calculation nowadays, or perhaps they are more or less than that. They might be something totally different by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reckoning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that He created the heavens, the earth, and everything that is in between them in 6 days, then established Himself on the throne of the universe. Everything submitted to His will. Everything was indebted to Him. Everything prostrated and showed reverence to Almighty Allah. He controlled the working of everything, and everything needed Him. He is the one who needs nothing and no one, but everything and everyone needs him. All was complete. Allah the Almighty's will had been accomplished. The universe was created and had prostrated to him as a symbol of its need and its desire for sustenance and in submission to his will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala determines a way of life for each living being. Therefore, no living being can determine how it will live, for this determination lies only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom they all submit. Humanity is a tiny part of life. A being Allah created from a drop of water and granted a way of life. Thus, only He can determine when a person will be born and die, control the aging process, or will want to be immune to any weakness or disease. The unprecedented nature of His power and His control over everything is related in the Quran as follows. Surah Al-An'am, verse 101, the meaning, He is the originator of the heavens and earth. How could He have a son when He has no wife? He created all things and has knowledge of all things. Also in Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse 16, the meaning, say, Who is the Lord of the heavens and earth? Say, Allah. Say, So why have you taken protectors apart from Him who possess no power to help or harm themselves? Say, Are the blind and the seeing equal? Or are the darkness and the light the same? Or have they assigned partners to Allah who creates as He creates, so that all creating seems the same to them? Say, Allah is the creator of everything. He is the one, the all-conquering. They will ask their skins, Why did you testify against us? That's on the Day of Judgment, when the skins testify against the human about their deeds. And they will reply, the skins will reply, Allah gave us speech, as He has given speech to everything. He created you in the first place, and you will be returned to Him. That's Surah Fussilat, verse 21. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, and nothing is beyond Him. He is not weakened in any way by the act of creating. He only commands a thing once and it comes into existence. He says, be, and it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points out His great might and power, that He created the seven heavens with all their stars and planets, and the seven earth with everything in them of mountains, sands, oceans, and wilderness, and everything in between. Do they not see that Allah, who created the heavens and the earth, and was not worried by their creation, is able to give life to the dead? Yes, He surely is able to do all things. Knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme creator generates reverence in the heart of the believers toward their Lord. The servants are humbled by and at the same time thankful to Allah for His creation. Their hearts become subordinate and submissive to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this awesome knowledge that He is the supreme creator. You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Khaliq, who created things out of nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shaped His creation and made them numerous and varied. He gave each a form which was unique and distinctive. He fashioned human to have two eyes in the front, two legs, and that all you see. He fashioned a dog to look like the way it does, a bird to have eyes on the side with a beak and claws and a wing too. He fashioned tomatoes to be round and red. And surely we created you, your father Adam, and then gave you shape, the noble shape of human beings. Our planet contains thousands of different species with entirely different appearance and amazing features. Let's examine the flawless symmetry of a butterfly wings. Indeed, just like a painter's masterpiece, all butterflies have astonishing appearance. So even for an ordinary painting has a source, clearly a live thing which is in perfect colors, symmetry and shape must have its fashioner. It cannot come in existence by coincidence. A super being must have created the things around us with perfection of shapes, color and functionality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the universe, created, designed, and formed all of these beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything in the best form, adapted to the end for which it was created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is He who has made for you the earth as a dwelling place, and the sky as a canopy, and has given you shape and made your shapes good looking, and has provided you with good things. That is Allah, your Lord. So blessed is Allah, the Lord of Al-Alameen, the mankind, jinn, and all that exists. In addition to the beauty and the grandeur of all Allah's creation, He has given man with special aptitude, faculties, and capacities. We have hands with fingers, so we can hold big things like a mug, for instance, and pick up tiny things like a needle. We have brains that help not only to store memories, but also works like boss, signaling what other parts of the body to do. We have nostrils that face downwards and shaped such a way to allow us to breathe properly and smell things. And yet, when it rains, we do not have to protect our nose afraid that water will get in the nostrils. Verily, we created man in the best form. Allah fashions and shapes everything in their best form for the purpose known and also unknown to us, subhanAllah. Reflecting on things we know, not even things that we don't know, we can see that a greater power must be the one who can not only create, but fashion the creation to a certain look, color, aptitude, and fashion. So can we deny all His power? Oh man, what has made you careless about your Lord, the most generous, who created you, fashioned you perfectly, and gave you due proportion? In whatever form He willed, He put you together. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. The first part of the khutbah we talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Khaliq, the creator. Now the second part of the khutbah we'll talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Bari, al-Musawwir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Bari, the maker. The universe is based upon equilibrium and harmony. As scientific development reveals more of its mysteries, we learn more about its equilibrium and harmony. It is apparent that each system in the universe has been designed by a superior intelligence that created everything in an amazing way. For billions of years, this great harmony and order has existed among an infinite number of living and non-living beings. When we examine life on Earth, we come across amazing details, whether we recognize it or not. We are surrounded with countless signs of creation. For instance, the ratio of different gases in the atmosphere are ideal for the survival of all living beings. Human beings and animals inhale oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide. Although this process continues without interruption, the amount of oxygen never decreases, and the amount of carbon dioxide never increases. Moreover, this amazing equilibrium is never disturbed, because contrary to human beings and animals, plants inhale carbon dioxide and exhale oxygen. Thus, the oxygen consumed by human and animals is replaced by plants, a process that preserves this equilibrium on Earth. This example is only one of countless signs of creation on Earth. Both the micro and macro universes abound with similar examples. The universe and thus life on Earth exists only because our Lord creates things in conformity with the one another. One verse read, and when Musa said to his people, "My people, you wronged yourselves by adopting the golden calf, so turn toward your maker and kill yourselves, that it is best things for you in your maker's sight," and he turned toward you, he is the ever returning, the most merciful. The Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 54. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-musawwir, the shaper. A human being comes into being from the union of a sperm and an egg, which results in a simple cell. This cell, as the Quran informs us, first looked like a lump of flesh. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transforms it, make it develop in the womb for a specified time, and then brings it forth as a human being. This new being is perfect in every way, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaims. Allah made earth stable, home for you, and the sky a dome, formed you, gave you the best forms, and provided you with good and wholesome things. That is Allah, your Lord. Blessed be Allah, the Lord of the worlds. As the Quran informs us, humanity was given the best form of all living beings on earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displays countless signs of His creation both inside and outside the human body. even the human body displays Allah's perfect artistry. Consider its symmetry, its legs and arms, as well as the ratio of the body to the arms, legs and head are strikingly perfect. For instance, the length of the body is 8 times the head's length. The length of the head is 3 times the length of the nose. And there is a distance of one eye between the two eyes. The ratio and length of our legs and arms are both fully functional. In order to see this symmetry perfect details, it is enough to gaze at the people around you. Indeed, these details were and continue to be typical of each person who had ever lived and will live in the future. For this is how Allah creates, and Allah's creation is flawless. Some of the verses regarding Allah's perfect creation are as follows. Surah Al-A'la, verse 2, He created and molded. Also Surah Al-Taghaban, verse 3, He created the heaven and earth with truth and formed you, giving you the best of forms, and He is your final destination. Surah Al-Imran, verse 6, He forms you in the womb, whoever He wills. There is no deity but Him, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Surah Al-Hashr, He is Allah, the Creator, the Maker, the Giver of Form. To Him belong the most beautiful names. Everything in the heavens and earth glorifies Him. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. إلهي أنت الخالق الذي قدرت الأمور ودبرت الأشياء وهي في ظلام العدم لأنك النور خلقت العباد وخلقت فيهم الأسباب وهي العقل والجوارح فما يبرز منهم فاعل إلا بمشيئتك ولا يصدر عنهم أمر إلا بإرادتك وقدرتك فامنحنا عيون التوحيد حتى نشهد الخلائق متجليا ينفذ المراد في النفس والآفاق وامنحنا قوة نسوس بها أنفسنا حتى نطهرها من رجس الأغيار وتتجلى من اسمك الخالق الأنوار إنك على كل شيء قدير وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله وأقم الصلاة.